Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. I tell you what, we got to get rid of that fucking intro. It's so gay. We got to go gayer. Look at that. That's going to be a world record. Demonetized within 5 seconds. Not that I got monetized anyways. What do I got for you in store today? The passing of the festival, of the vegetable, of the great legendary lands of Taber, Alberta just passed by. We definitely need to discuss some moments that took place down there that are absolutely beautiful to give a pulse on the two types of women in the country. We'll talk about Chrystia Freeland's little incident in Grand Prairie, as well as, yes, Taber Corn Fest just took place. Tour dates, September 11th, Calgary, Alberta. September 29th, Salmon Arm, British Columbia. September 30th, Kelowna, British Columbia. October 1st, Kamloops, British Columbia. October 15th, Olds, Alberta. And we're still adding more dates to our little tour. Isn't that nice? Thank you. Oh, the in-studio audience is a little late on, we're like Jimmy Fallon here. We just like click a sign and be like, laugh, clap, do as I tell you, monkeys, dance for me. I control you the moment that you're in my little studio. Yes. But, journalism. Oh, fan question is a good one. As always, if you have a fan question for the show, email us unclehack@dangercats.tv. You can even give me hate mail. I would appreciate that. Maybe we'll read hate mail. Anybody who despises me, please email the show unclehack@dangercats.tv, and we will read hate mail on here in an enthusiastic form rather than what journalists are doing right now for an outcry. We encourage it. Bring it to me. Don't direct it to the bloggers. What is it? Look what the bloggers are doing with it. Nothing exciting. It's not entertaining. Hell, release your feelings to me. I want them. Tell me how it you really feel, you know? And we won't put names. We won't attach names. This is for me, okay? I want the clicks, not you. You don't get the clicks. I'm not going to put your Instagram in there, your name, your email address, because I don't give a shit about you. I need content, and I want people to email me their hatred towards the show. Before we get into it, I mentioned tour dates. Yes, that's right. Taber, this is great. This is absolutely phenomenal. As it downloads, I will explain the situation here. So, over the weekend, over the weekend, there was Corn Fest. And for those that don't know, I grew up in Taber, Alberta. Huh? Nope. Thank you. One day I'll have those memorized. And so I grew up in Taber, Alberta. And once a year, every year at the end of August, the last weekend of August, we get together and celebrate the growth and harvest of corn. Taber Corn Fest. Some of the best corn you'll ever have in your life. And people gather from towns all across the lands to come here and enjoy this festival that the town puts on. It's a phenomenal festival. Free outdoor festival. We're not like the Calgary Stampede. $40 just to walk through the door. No, not in my town, okay? My town is for the people, by the people. They're a little bit, you know, sometimes they're a little slower, but all that place produces is sex machines and scholars. And I just so happen to be both. I know. You're looking at me and wondering how. And listen, I'm a fucking 9 in that town. I can't even say that with a straight face. Sorry. There's plenty of lovely people that have migrated from the town into the town. And it's a wonderful place. But yes, like I'm telling you, once a year, the largest free outdoor festival takes place in my hometown, in the province, I may add, before we get too out of control, maybe even just in Southern Alberta, however you want to judge it. And it's a phenomenal time. I remember being such a youngster heading down and being a part of all the festivities, enjoying myself with the rides. You'd go around, you'd harass drunks that were in the beer gardens. There was one specific time that I recall. One guy was selling stink bombs, and then he was told he wasn't allowed to sell them no more, right? He sold stink bombs in one of those little shit tents that just sell junk to everybody. So he got told, and we tracked him down at the end when he was leaving, and we were like, hey, why don't you sell us all the whole box of stink bombs? And all of us pooled our money together, bought them, and it was the greatest night of our young lives. We ran around just throwing stink bombs all over the joint, throwing them. But it's just me and little pranksters, and that was the fun we had as the youth of the town is just disrupting, causing chaos. And then there's once you become of age, then you were able to be a part of the beer gardens. You know, that's your bar mitzvah in the town, becoming 18 or that, or being able to sneak into the beer gardens. You know, yes. Being a young child again, just trying to savor the flavor of liquor on your fucking tongue. Ugh, you just chase that. You'd sneak into the beer gardens, try and get somebody to fucking coax them into going up and buy. Oh man, I'm just having a nostalgic moment right now. I don't have that fun.
Come on.
All right, I'll move on. Okay, but as I was talking, Tabor Corn Fest, the weekend just passed of the lovely festival that took place. And now this is directly from the Tabor Police Service's Facebook. They posted this. This is lovely. I'll read it to you for the listeners in the work truck. Or driving down the highway with the wife. On August 28th, 2022, at approximately 12:15 a.m., the Tabor Police Service responded to a local tavern for a disturbance. The investigation determined that a female had been attacked. Oh, sorry. The investigation determined that a female had attacked two other females. One of the victims was struck with a glass bottle, resulting in significant facial and dental injuries. The other victim was also struck with a glass bottle, resulting in significant facial injuries. Both victims were transported to the hospital for treatment. Charges of aggravated assault are pending for a 35-year-old female from Colehurst. Now, the reason the situation is not good, okay? This is what happens in Canada for the American listeners. Now, when we don't have when we don't have firearms that we can shoot at one another, we just use whatever's in the closest vicinity near that we can reach to and just strike another human being with, right? So this took place at the Festival of the Vegetable in my hometown. Now, is there something funny about this? Oh, it just so happens to be on the same weekend, Christia Freeland gets yelled at. Now, the women in Tabor, they're built different, okay? This is why I bring this up. I'm not making fun. This is a horrific event. I hope, you know, for one of them, at least they're getting new teeth by the sounds of it, getting a set of new teeth. But a few battle scars are going to be taken home with them as a result of the wonderful festival that takes place. See, this is what a free festival attracts, okay? The Calgary Stampede, a little more different. You get all the influencers. No, we get hood rats and scallywags running around the town for a weekend, hitting up the local taverns, just trying to enjoy a couple sarsaparillas with one another. And here, this is the difference between Tabor women and the rest of the women around the country. Tabor women are built different, okay? They can take a punch, they can take a bottle to the face and still love you and call you darling the next morning. I bet you, you know, those two ladies that were struck with the bottle, I bet you the next morning they woke up probably a little upset. It's tough to look at battle scars the next morning. Once you piece it all together, it'd be like, that was crazy. Now, are they going online? I don't know. Now, are they going online? I'm going off of sheer instinct here. I haven't seen nothing, so I assume it doesn't exist because that's how my brain processes things, okay? But since I haven't seen nothing, I'm going to assume that neither of these ladies have yet to go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, any of these apps and be like, this is my trauma. This is what I have to deal with whenever I want to go and have a drink with my lovely little husband down at the local tavern while we're trying to celebrate the birth of a vegetable and harvested and roasted so we can all consume together. And I was assaulted. No, not these ladies. Not these ladies. They're built different. They have a different mentality than the city folks. See, this happens to, say, one of these bloggers. Now, I'm not saying to go and commit a crime against a female. I'm not saying that, but I am just saying that these are the type of women that are bred in the small towns, tough as nails. These right there, know what that was? This is mating season right now. And usually, you know, usually in the wild, right? You get a buck out there, trying to moose call its way into some pussy? No, no, no. See, the ladies like to display their dominance over the other ladies when you're in a smaller center, right? They're showing that they're worthy of taking a punch and also delivering one. See, these right here, this is good mating. These are good mates. This is marriage material in a small town. You see that? I bet you that little scuffle, we'll call it a scuffle for right now, caused probably at least 7 erections. Oh, look at this. Are you married? Happily married? Are you happily married? Isn't that something? I love how they put it, you know, they put it out there. Like, hey, just letting you know. The Tabor police just letting you know that we were doing our job as well. That's, we were hot on the case. We were hot on the case. Now, if there's any video of it, actually, no, I don't. I don't really want to see that. You know, I don't need to see two women getting bottled. Jesus Christ, hey, call me the bad guy here, but at the one doing the assaulting, I will say, very accurate with a bottle. Both victims were struck in the head with these. Usually, you know, now I don't know if they're thrown or struck with, but regardless, you know, we've watched female sports. Not exactly the most athletic bodies on the planet, okay? Well, we can get that. Oh. Hack, what are you doing? You're treading a dangerous way. I'm just saying that right here, we're looking at this, right? We're looking at this. We're taking it in. We're soaking in all the information. And I have to go deeper because that's just what we do on this show, right? This lady struck 2 different women with 2 different bottles in the same area. Now, you watched female fights. There's flailing going on. A lot of movement. Not a lot of significant damage. She found it. All right. It's a lot to take in. I love that, you know, the ladies haven't posted nothing about it on unless they have. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. But the Tabor police took it upon them to say, hey, don't worry about it. We'll do the posting on your behalf. You know, we'll take care of it. There's also a high-speed chase. Now, when I say high-speed, calm down. Probably didn't leave second gear. Now this is the time of year where the most action takes place in the town. Like, everybody's on deck. It is a good time. Don't get me wrong. If you do have a chance to go, this isn't me trying to sabotage the town's reputation. My presence and my mouth has done enough. I speak nothing but good about the town's Tabor. Okay. There is no ill will behind this. This is just to showcase the ladies that reside in that town, okay? Different breed. Now, we're going to move on eventually, right? We're going to move on to our next subject, which is a little more, I'd say slightly more depressing when you think of the female species, right? Because we're just sitting here, we're discussing about what took place at a local tavern down in Taber, Alberta, and the toughness that comes with being a female from a small town. This is a weekend. There's no blogging going on right after. My trauma. Oh, both of those that were victims. This is probably one of the only times that I will admit that this word is useful. They are victims in this. Okay. Being on the business end of an assault, I bet you both those ladies, if they had kids, had them up and early and cooked them a little breakfast, even though mommy's got a fresh set of zippers on the side of her face and had some reconstructive dental surgery, still got up and made the kids scrambled eggs. Are city girls doing that? No, they'd be crying for 4 days trying to make 19 TikToks and get 8 sponsorships out of it.
And if this horrible event, and if this happens to you, please use the promo code dumbbitch at betterhelp.com. If you're going through any trauma,
not these ladies. Hell, they're probably the fucking caregivers at the local daycare, for Christ's sakes. You know, these are nurses themselves. These are the people. This is how the town communicates. Now we get into, a different story here on a different type of woman that exists inside of, oh God, get the fuck out of here. I hate how this screen, you gotta play, it's like a shitty game. No, we don't want that. But now there is a different type of woman that exists, and it's in the city. See, now, those ladies that we just discussed, now I put them on a pedestal. Those are the type of ladies I respect. They handle their business. Now, when it comes to journalism in Canada, it is a different type of woman, okay? They really want to lean into sexism. Now, those two ladies that took the bottles, even the one that threw them, fair fight, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what women view a fair fight anyways. But the headline reads, death threats for doing your job. Journalists discuss being on the receiving end. Now, what if one of those ladies was a server at the bar? Okay, we didn't even get into that. What if one of those ladies was a server at the bar? She cut another one off. Death threats, okay? Death threats. We're talking about death threats. This lady, that... You imagine that? A server just took a bottle because she cut one of them off. And now we got to sit here and listen to a journalist cry about fucking emails from fake accounts. Are we going to listen to it? Of course we are. We're actually going to go to, where is
journalists it? I've been reporting various threats to the police for probably a year and a half, 2 years now, various threats and harassment, and one of the first things I thought was, oh man, it's going to take a while to report all this.
That's why you need the Taber Police Service on the case. You see that? Not even, fuck, they had that post up not even 12 hours after the incident took place. Now, is it a different type of incident? Yeah, okay, yeah. No, emails are very scary. Probably scarier than a empty Budweiser bottle getting rang upside your chin. So I think, you know, maybe I was wrong in the beginning.
It's like, you know, it's just like such a involved thing. It's sort of that disassociation that you feel when you can't really register what is being said in the email. So you focus on
emails. Emails are scarier than Budweiser bottles getting thrown at you like a softball pitch. And if you don't believe me, this lady right here, there's a 26-minute podcast, 30-minute podcast. Who gives a shit? Okay. The bloggers of Canada are very upset. They're very upset. Now, am I on grounds to be talking about this? Who knows? What I'm doing, though, is putting the ladies of small towns on a pedestal, okay? The fine women that are across the lands that don't get the respect that they deserve, but we respect them tremendously on this podcast, you know? Gender rules don't exist anymore. We understand that. But those ladies go against the grain. They'll be a mother, farmer, fuck, a cook, a chef. They'll do your lot. Like, just, and I'm not saying that's a woman's role, but they'll gladly accept it and then go out and suplex a woman through a fucking karaoke machine because she goddamn can. These women don't get enough respect. You know, talking about the small town gals. Put on their finest hoodie to go out for a few cocktails. Those are the ladies we love around here. Not going and blogging about a shitty email, you know. The ladies of a small town, you know what they get? They get fucking DMs every day from their, you fucking bitch. You fucking bitch. That's actually a threat. Because there's a fight waiting at the end of that, those direct messages. Excuse me, bestie.
On the logistics, because your brain just doesn't want to focus on the true kind of horror of what's being said.
See what I mean? Words are scarier than a fucking Bud Light bottle sifting across the atmosphere of a local tavern and striking you in the mouth. Striking you in the mouth, causing hours of dental surgery to take place. But by God above me, sweet fucking Jesus, you know, if I asked both those ladies that took a bottle upside the skull at Tabor Corn Fest weekend, which would you rather have? Would you rather take a bottle to the face again? Or would you rather a mean email from a... secret account, they would probably say, you know what, I would much rather take that bottle because fucking Christ above me, sweet Jesus, dear Lord, fucking thunder in Jesus, I could not imagine the emotional trauma that comes with somebody from a discreet email that sends it directly to my inbox and I don't know who it is. Maybe that part is scarier. But then again, this is... I just contradict my whole argument right there. Myself right here before your eyes. I was like, oh, maybe it is kind of scary walking around. But it is funny, like the list of shit, you know. I'd hate, you know, sometimes maybe just building your own hate is good, huh? It is kind of humorous at this point that, you know, as this is happening, the ladies of Tabor, the real housewives of the trucker convoy, as Brett would call them.
Yeah, but then I think that the fact that you reached out and the three of us were kind of in a little chat at the same moment that we found out also made it a lot easier in a lot of ways because we could commiserate and lean on each other. And I think that's just something that's grown since. And I feel very, very grateful for you guys because it does feel like getting hit by a truck. It's friggin' brutal. And
hit by a truck. Similar to what the Antifa guy did in a Jeep Patriot. Where was that? In Winnipeg? Ran over a group of protesters. So now I'm piecing it together. Now I can distinguish what it feels like to get one of those emails, okay? Yeah, okay. Have I been hit by a truck? Well, there was a giant defenseman that ran me over when I was a young lad one time, and that probably is pretty similar to a truck hitting me. So I kind of get the feeling, you know? Cutting across the middle with your head down is never a good idea. And that's probably what it feels like when you open up your inbox to your Gmail account and there's just one. That's why I want to experience this. That's why at the top of the episode, I sat here and I said to you, I was like, hey, deliver me the hate so I know what it feels like to actually get hit by a truck. Jeez, I didn't realize what I was doing, but now I know what I'm doing. So you can deliver me the hate mail, Uncle Hack, at dangercats.tv. And instead of giving it to the bloggers, you can give it to the podcasters of the world. So that way I can go on and I can use these points to further my career. These are the emails that I'm receiving. Oh, man.
This is what beep, boop, beep, boop.
That should be the next one.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
We'll get Brett Forte's soundbite. Beep, boop, beep, boop. All right. What else are you hot for?
It was a weird feeling reading those words.
And it's much
a feeling similar to a Dodge Ram traveling at a speed of 45 kilometers an hour and striking you on a sidewalk is what that feeling is like. For those that haven't experienced that, you know what it is? To put it in terms of probably what my audience would understand is, you know, those nights where you're sitting around the kitchen table. Three of you are left after a house party. It was a nice little... See, I'm at the age now where couples get together, right? And you're at the age now where maybe a few friends from out of town come to your house party. And what do? They stay at your house. And the wife got too drunk too early, and now it's left to three lads sitting around a kitchen table. You just took the last sip of the last beer. And know what's deep inside the liquor cabinet? A 40-pounder... of the sweet, sweet nectar of a cheap whiskey. Alberta Premium, you know? Maybe it was on a nice little sale rack bottle of whiskey. Bottom shelf shit. And what do? You crack that thing open and you set it in front of everybody. And they start just, you know, taking shots. Little splash of Coke. You're deep enough into the night where liquor, you know, in that... your taste buds want to reject the taste of liquor. At this point, they're numb. They can't even register it no more. And you let the booze hit the back of your throat with ease. And now it just slithers down into your gullet and you're pounding whiskeys. And it usually, in about a 45 minute to a hour and a half span, you're dummying whiskey after whiskey. And that feeling that she's describing is that feeling is when the whiskey hits you. It feels exactly like an F-150, 45 kilometers, unexpected, boom. You just walked out of the local Mac store, walking down the sidewalk with a fresh Slurpee on a hot day, and that grill decides to just punch you in the stomach and send you flying 55 fucking feet because you read an email from a discreet account that you're on. You have no idea where it came from, similar to the grill of that F-150. It just, you know, he was trying to pick one of the songs on Limp Bizkit's greatest hits. His head was down. He's flipping through his Spotify. And before you know it, he's up on the grassy little knoll and veering off towards the sidewalk to where you've taken your first sip of your Coca-Cola Slurpee as you're hungover from the past day's events that took place at Tabor Corn Fest. You know, you went to go get your wife a nice, large, big gulp Slurpee, and you're bringing back to the household because last night she defended your honor and took a Bud Light bottle upside the skull. And next thing you know what it feels like to have a mean email sent to you. You know, God forbid it's not in the comment section. No, 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 no. That's too easy. That's a cakewalk. That's someone spitting in your face, mocking you. No, 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 no. Now this is more cynical. It gets right to the point. And it's packed with racial slurs, and that's the back tires running over you. Racial slurs, homophobic slurs, misogynist slurs, Islamophobic slurs. It's just slur after slur, and that's the tread going over your fucking face. And then you have to go home, right, and explain to your wife, your girlfriend that took a bottle to the fucking head last night, that somebody decided to email you and it felt exactly what she felt that night. Oh, the fucking trauma, the goddamn trauma that you experienced from an email, even though there was no violence that took place. Oh God, I can't even imagine. Oh, sweet Jesus. DangerCatShop.com. Use the promo code podcast69 to get 15% all merch orders. Get 50% off. Did I say that? See, I don't have a script. It's all off the cuff when it comes to these little promo videos in the middle of the podcast by interrupting you listening to the episode. But yes, if you use podcast 69, you get 15% off all merch on the store. Also, all tour dates are now being updated. We, as I said at the beginning of the show, all dates are now listed on dangercatshop.com under tickets. Come check out us live. Myself, Sam Walker, and Brett Forte touring all over Canada. We're booking more and more shows now. And if you own a bar or anything and love the lads to come down, hit the contact on the website and it'll go directly to the person that's booking all of our shows. Oh, you love the Uncle Hack podcast? Well, let me tell you something, okay? This episode that you're listening to right now is released earlier than all the fucking other people get on Patreon. I don't know. That's a weird way of wording that. But yes, 48 hours earlier than the release date, this episode is out. And then Thursdays at 3 p.m., you get another episode as well as video episode up there on the Patreon. We upload weekly Thursday at 3 p.m. the same time that this episode drops. Another episode awaits you on the Patreon. Ooh, isn't that exciting? Plus, we have all volumes of roast battles on there. Slowly looking to make more content as we go out on the road. Myself, Sam Walker, Brett Forte will all be filming silly little shit while we're all together and piecing it all together. Some behind the scenes will be on there, extended cuts, all sorts of shit. So patreon.com/dangercat69 or check out the links in the bio. It's a great way to support this show. Anyways, back to the episode. It's a goddamn shame, isn't it? It's a goddamn shame. But that's the world we live in, folks. Let's speaking of all this, I want to let's take a little gander of more. This episode is just sheer attacks on women. Is that, oh, that's funny to you? Well, it was unintentional until I just thought about it right now. I thought it was a good segue at the beginning to just, I want to display toughness of small town ladies, barrel racers, if you will. You know, the barrel racers of the world that also double as, nail techs. You know, you got the nail techs of a small town. Jesus. I want to see the video. Where is the video? Oh, God. We got to go to YouTube. YouTube it is. We'll do it. I'll do whatever I got to do to make sure this show fucking is the best show on the internet. Just fucking sign in. Let's take a... Oh, fuck off. Let's get a look at this. All I want is the video.
Friends, would...
Let's...
The incident happened on Friday when Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland was visiting the City Hall in Grand Prairie, Alberta. A man called her name.
Chrystia. Yes. What the f*** are you doing in Alberta? You f***ing traitor.
Looks like the booster shot wore off. He's 9 months. He didn't get his booster shot. That's why, you know what? Jesus Christ, we figured it out. You know, you come here and I break down science, politics, you know, relationships, the whole nine yards. This guy was acting out of control. You know, he just didn't get poked again with the Pfizer vaccine. And here we sit. Now he's sitting around waiting for a politician just to yell any sort of threatening words. You know, that's all that we needed. Should have gave him another. See, that's what. Know who we can blame on this is Jason Kenney for not offering another $100 to go get your booster. We needed another lottery. That's what we needed. That's what we did here in Alberta to coax people into getting the vaccine. Was like, hey, we're going to have a $1 million lottery. What do you say? Nothing you love more than gambling in this province. And we know you're broke. I know you lost your fucking business, but who gives a shit? You had to lay off 9 employees. Ah, that's all good, right? We'll keep her closed for 2 more years if we gotta. But guess what? We're going to do this for you. Not only are we going to have a little lottery? We'll put some pickups, boats, and other shit that you can't insure because you can't afford it, right? But we'll also have a $1 million grand prize, and everybody who gets poked up will give you $100. How does that sound? Does that sound good? Well, what he should have did, because as we've learned, you know, that the unvaccinated, as Big Trudy said, are racist, misogynist, usually extremists. What's this? Is this extreme behavior? I guess we could say it is, right? We could say that this right here behind me on this television screen is a little bit of violent, extreme behavior. And the health deputy out in Quebec says that, you know, that you need to be fully vaccinated. It has to be every 9 months. Every 9 months. Jesus. See, trust the science. Am I a scientist? As much as old Bill Nye is, right? I don't have the documents sitting behind me. I don't have any of that. But I do piece it together. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but I'd say that, you know, this guy right here was a standing, outstanding citizen, you know, a very beautiful fuck... Yelling at the dog. I don't know if you can hear that. That's kind of funny. An outstanding member of the community, but then he just decided, I don't need the booster. I've gotten COVID a few times since getting that. And then this is the result of behavior that happens.
Get the f*** out of this province.
You don't belong here.
He unloaded.
I do like if there is it, say... Because there was some shit going on Twitter that this is staged. It is hilarious that if this is staged, that they went to the extent of him being this guy right here that's doing all the yelling is in a like ripped wife beater, you know, just greased up, fucking, and like we need a massive man. They don't seem that intimidated either, you know. Like if a guy like of this size was yelling at me, I'd be slightly concerned, you know? I'd be a little bit concerned.
The verbal assault of insults, F-bombs, and worse.
F-bombs. That's a reporter using that? F-bombs. Oh, my God. That is beautiful. F-bombs and
worse. Freeland and her aides got away. The man was escorted out of the city hall, still shouting. On Twitter afterwards, Freeland said nobody anywhere should have to put up with threats and intimidation, although she said the harassment doesn't reflect the people of Alberta.
Right. Right. Yes. No. 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 It doesn't at all. You know, it doesn't at all. But we're going to double down on it, right? You know, nobody anywhere should have to put up with threats and intimidation. Right. Yeah. Oh, you want to keep your little job? Don't you dare donate to the trucker convoy because I will freeze your fucking bank account. I will ruin your fucking life if you even remotely think about it. We've tapped into your brains now. We know everything about you. We know your movements. We're now trying to get to the point of having everybody download the ArriveCan app. And if you haven't looked at the reviews online, there's millions and millions of people in this country that have the app, but don't have the app, but also have left a phenomenal review on top of that, saying that the app has just been a wonderful experience because we need to collect your data, you fucking loser. Oh, you don't like intimidation? Nobody should have to deal with that. Oh, you want to go back to your little job? Huh? You want to go back to school? Guess what? Triple boosted. Triple boosted, because we don't need you acting like this in public, okay? Chrystia Freeland, signing out.
In Ottawa, the Prime Minister was speaking out for her.
Threats, violence, intimidation of any kind are always unacceptable, and this kind of cowardly behavior...
Ah, yes, the ever so cowardly behavior that you also did, Mr. Trudeau, against Judy Wilson-Raybould when she started speaking out against you in the SNC-Lavalin scandal. Isn't that interesting? The same tactics that were used against Chrystia Freeland are now unacceptable. They are unacceptable unless I do them. And I do it in a very dramatic fashion. Very theatrical, I may add. Let's onward. Let's see what he has to say.
Threatens and undermines our democracy and our values of openness and respect upon which Canada was built.
Trudeau was the victim of a stone-throwing attack during last year's election campaign. He says these behaviors are getting worse, particularly against women and minorities, and Canada's...
A stone-throwing. Maybe that says a lot more about, you know, the overall attitude of people towards politicians on how the governing bodies are taking into consideration of what the people want. You know, it's rules for thee, but not for me. Which is interesting because, you know, like, threats and violence against politicians. These are far right-wing extremists, white supremacists. And they did an excellent job of, like, trying to get a character. Now, if I'm going with the Freeland incident and, if you were to see this guy, I'll describe him. He's in, like, blue jeans, a ripped-up wife beater, giant of a man, long beard. It's exactly like what Hollywood would describe as a white supremacist. You know, like whenever you watch the movies, it's always like that. It's a giant man, very, you're feared of this person, but they didn't seem too concerned in the elevator as they escaped. All they did was hit floor 3 and the elevator slowly closed. He didn't even like stick his hand in to stop the elevator to continue what he wanted to say. He just like stood there. If it is staged, it is very good. I would love to know who the guy is so we can look into him, you know? Before we start making all these little allegations that it's staged, it does strike me as like, I don't know, if I'm a person that wants to get my point across, I'm probably going to try and get a little more of an earful. And I'm also not going to do it and be like, hey, honey, get the camera rolling. I'm going to start yelling at this bitch, you know? I'd want to be a little more discreet, similar to the emails. I don't know. Unless this, like, again, truly doesn't give a fuck. But it's hilarious. People threw stones at him. Yeah, well, livelihoods have been completely destroyed from the mismanagement, from positions of power throughout these past 2 years. You know, people have lost a lot. People have lost a lot. Meanwhile, we're watching politicians get the raises that they deserve by putting boots on your neck so that way you can't survive. And it eventually you'll be on a universal basic income and the government will just, you know, dole out special little treats like Tim Dillon was talking about on JRE. And life will be good. Life will be good. We'll create content for you. We'll create content for you. And anybody who's a radical, a drone will come out of nowhere and just shoot you in the skull. It'll drop you.
Leaders have to take a stand.
We have to ask ourselves what kind of country we are, what kind of country we want to be.
St. Catharines City Councillor Carrie Porter saw violence firsthand last winter when someone threw a rock through the window of her home.
Sometimes these things don't sink in till.
Oh my God. This is great. On her Zoom name, she's got Carrie Porter and her pronouns right there. Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, I'm so happy that that's because I, you know, thank God. Canada is a South Park episode at this point. It is. It's a South Park episode. The writers should just like tap in. There's a meme country that's trolling the government, you know. Politicians are like running and hiding anytime like they have to go to work. Very East Coast lifestyle, I may add. Very East Coast lifestyle, you know. The truckers get to fucking Ottawa, and that's about the time that a two-week vacation is needed in northern Quebec to get away from all the men. I suddenly have COVID. That's like what if, you know, in a way, COVID did act as a little, you know, little free vacation, right? You're like, I don't feel like going to fucking work. Well, your vacation's up. You know what? I just tested positive for COVID. You're not going to believe it. So it looks like I can go on the ski trip, honey. Just a little 2 week vacation. So you don't got to, you know, that big project and you're like, fuck it. I don't feel like doing it. You know, not the most manly way of going about it, but you're like, eh, sometimes you're just like, I don't fucking care. And you take the big Trudy approach to it, and then it's time to put lace up the boots, and you're like, you know what, man? I just don't feel like doing it. So you're like, hey, brother, bad news. COVID. See you in 2 weeks. And then you know, how long before, you know what? Know what's going to be funny is this is going to be the pinnacle of it all. Is once, you know, in the oil patch, to the fellas out there, any blue-collar guy that has to throw on any FR coveralls or coveralls of any sort, right? And you put your name on there so that way everybody knows who you are. Or a sticker on your hard hat when you're out on site. A lot of people work in camps, so it's just easier. Put your name there, then you can, boom, it's right there. How long before those guys have to put pronouns on the hard hat or, you know, sewn in on the coveralls. It's coming down the pipeline, pun intended on that. It's right around the fucking corner. I can smell it, and it's just going to irritate those fine gents that are out there just busting their back. And, you know, I even don't want to mispronoun the fucking pipe fitter today, do we? Beep, boop, beep, boop. It's coming. I know it's coming. Oh, and I feel for you dogs out there. You know, and that's why if you come to one of our shows, we let it all loose. We let it all hang. We just fucking load up and deliver the jokes that you want to hear. So did I get out of the oil patch at the right time? I fucking like to think so, because this shit is getting out of control. It's actually hilarious.
So several days or several weeks later, that's when it sort of starts to sink in.
She says she's seen an increase in incivility, particularly against women, following Donald Trump's example in the U.S. and growing inequality.
But people manipulate and use people's legitimate anger with the system to their own end.
Political commentator Keith Leslie says the Alberta video shows no attempt to establish a dialogue by someone emboldened by online conspiracy theorists.
Ah, yes. Online. Oh, Keith Leslie here. Going to break down why everybody's a little upset. Boy, oh boy. Everybody's sitting here thinking like, oh, we want them to eat the bugs, even though we're making the mainstream media report on eating bugs, showing up to schools to try and get them to taste test bugs for us. Even though the kids don't want to eat the bugs, we're going to shovel them down their throats. Don't start looking into why cows are mysteriously dying and farms are starting to burn up across all over the U.S. Now, we don't want you looking into that at all. Now, anybody that does, just one of those pesky little fucking conspiracy theorists to Scooby-Doo episode. Keith Leslie gets his mask ripped off. It's actually George Soros.
I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for these meddling conspiracy theorists.
Saddest of all, I thought, was how proud this guy was of himself when he got out to the parking lot.
Oh, my God. Was how proud he was getting out to the parking lot.
We showed her. You just showed the world what a bully you are and that you're just really, really angry. We're not even quite sure why, but you're calling the deputy prime minister, you know, a traitor in her own city hall in Canada. What did she really do that makes her a traitor? Have you lost your freedoms?
Well, how about getting your bank account frozen in a country that is supposed to be free, and now you can't pay bills because you donated $5 to a trucker convoy that you fucking retards described as a terrorist. Domestic terrorism. Fuck, Jesus.
You seem to be free to be able to speak your mind to her.
Honestly.
Oh, God, of course it fucking hits me with an ad. You sons of bitches. Okay, we'll let this run through. Speak her mind at her. Yeah, but look at the backlash that's coming out of it. Oh, that's it? That's the whole clip. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Isn't that something, Leslie? Isn't that something, Keith Leslie? What freedoms have you lost? Gee, I don't know, the ability to fly out of this country without having an app track your every movement. Oh, where do we start and where do we end? Huh? What freedoms have you lost? I don't know. 2 years of my life. 2 years of my life, you know? What freedoms have you lost? Sounds like fucking Kramer, what freedoms have you lost? In this episode of Seinfeld, Kramer is now a part of the trucker convoy. Kramer, why are you making a sign to go to Ottawa? Why don't you just stay here and donate? Jerry, I don't know. I felt I needed to get out there and be a part of the people, part of the revolution. Kramer, I gotta throw you in jail. You can't speak a goat against the government. Here in Canada, you'll get trampled by an RCMP police on a horse. If you're an elderly indigenous woman. That is not making fun of the elderly indigenous woman that was a part of that crowd. In fact, nobody seems to want to talk about that when the government then is violent towards its own citizens. And that's everybody, every color, every race, religion, whatever it may be, you know? We've gone so woke here that nobody knows where. See, well, it's women. Isn't it funny, though? It's like as soon as things start happening, it's always like white women that are like, oh, there's things that happen to me, too. I want to get involved in this. Ah, what about me? What about me? What about me? They didn't talk to it. Like, there was no. For people that really want to champion this BIPOC queer movement, there wasn't a, unless the other one was, they had the pronouns in the bio, but it's like, white guilt, white fucking harassment. That's all that was on there. White people. They really know how to kick themselves in their ass. It's funny. Yeah, well, the white devil rises again, arises at night, and fucking stays up and fucking until, you know what, fuck it. Let's get into the fan question. This is a good one. See, this is how inclusive we are as a community and as again, you got a fan question or you just want to write me a hateful email, by all means, email me at unclehack@dangercast.tv. I'll gladly read it on the show. It'll stay anonymous. Don't worry. This is all for my entertainment, your entertainment. The pleasure of being able to entertain you is I welcome this type of hatred towards me on my show. You may hate what I say. You may love what I say. Either or, you can air your, and don't worry. We're not going to take this and go to the police and have you fired from your little job. Beep, boop, beep, boop. You know what? I would never want you fired from your job because I feel like a lot of you are miserable at that job. And the only thing I would be doing is helping you out by forcing you to maybe possibly find a career that you could enjoy. See, that's how This works in my world. See, I would never go at you and want to remove your source of income at a place that you despise. In fact, I want you to stay there and stay miserable and listen to me for an outlet of laughter. So that's the whole shtick here. That's why I want the hate mail. Then I get to read it, and then I get to further my show. I want to use exactly the same tactics that journalists are using on this lovely platform, so I could possibly grow this podcast, so I can get the fuck out of Canada and be, you know, sitting there with Joe Rogan smoking stogies, saying slurs to minorities. You know, that's all I'm looking to do in this world. All right, fan question. Where are we at? Okay. Hey, Hack, about 20 years ago, I went to Thailand with a buddy and fucked a bunch of prostitutes. Respect. Respect. While being on the piss during the whole trip. Amen, brother. Amen. My buddy was genuinely considering marrying one of those ladies and eventually bring her over to the home country. Seemed like a horrible idea, but what do you think? Thanks, dude. All right. Okay. So about 20 years ago. So I assume that didn't happen, but we're just trying to revisit an old memory that you had in your head. Because, you know, a lot of young guys, I encourage young lads to get out there, travel, and get a sense of like what the world actually is, not just your small hometown. Get out there, experience some things. I don't want to go to fucking Thailand. Well, I'll tell you right now, I did a little research while I seen this. And you want to know what you can get a hooker in Thailand for like 2 or 3 hours? $100 Canadian. Yeah. Try and find that here in Canada. You're welcome for the little inside tip. Plus, while you're over in Thailand, you're not going to believe this. There's horny women from all across Europe, Australia, all sorts of fucking places. Right there. Right there. And you want to know what they're on? Some little spiritual trip trying to find themselves, and they need toxic fucking losers like myself, yourself, over there to remind them what their little trip was about, right? So there you go. And plus... You think some girl from the United Kingdom wants to move to fucking Vauxhall, Alberta? No, absolutely not. You think they want to be a housewife in Rimby? You think they want to move to small town Canada and get bottled at Cornfest? No, 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 no. Small town Canada, specifically Tabor, only breeds those specific types of women. You're not going to find that from Switzerland. Are you out of your mind? So you're in the clear. You just go pump a bunch of random ass, get an STD, a story to talk about later in your elder years to reminisce about your past as a youth and the fun that you had, you know, and before life settles in, you're married, you got kids, and you got to worry about getting them to swimming lessons on time without drowning yourself in liquor, you know? That's the life. That's the road ahead of you. So let's talk about this. About 20 years ago, I went to Thailand. Spelled Thailand wrong. Tailand. That's what I'm talking about. He spells it Tailand because that's what it is. Okay? That's what it is. Just a bunch of tail running around the land. Jesus. My buddy was genuinely considering marrying one of those ladies and eventually bringing her over to the home country. This seemed like a horrible idea, but what do you think? Thanks, dude. Well, you see, prostitution is, you know, I would consider it's a respectable fucking job at the end of the day. I respect that job, you know, because not only on top of it, you have to go through what journalists go through fucking 10 times worse, 40 times worse. They're always, you got fucking, you know, you can only imagine the types of fucking dipshits that are trying to bargain with these ladies over their pussy, you know? So I respect that hustle. But again, there's a different type of thinking over there. See, they view North America slightly different than you and I view North America, okay? Depending on how you lean politically, some of you may say that this country is sinking due to liberalism, and others may think that, you know, neo-Nazis are marching in the streets like it's 1941 in fucking Munich, Germany, for fuck's sakes. So it doesn't matter where you fall politically. You both have, like, the country's going to hell, right? But these ladies over there view North America. They don't have the inside scoop, similar to, like, you not having the inside scoop of Thailand, okay? Now, do they want a green card over here? Of course. Of course. The marketing of North America is second to none. You know, you see the glitz, the glam. You don't get the underbelly. You think that they're putting promo shots of, you know, East Hastings Street? You think that they're promoting fucking San Francisco with shit all over the street and it reeks like piss and you're going to get mugged while you try to go get a cup of coffee at your local fucking coffee shop? I don't know any chain. I guess Starbucks. Is Starbucks a big one? Either or. Okay. Either or. These fine ladies want to come over here. Now, you always see, what do you always see? 60-year-old men with 35-year-old Thai women, Vietnamese women. Why is that? Different way of thinking. Now, regardless of what you think, I don't know why they're prostituting. Probably because, you know, tourism is at large there. They make great money. They make great money. With tourists coming through there and seeing as, like, you know, the cost of living isn't as steep as it is here in North America. So like $100 to them is good money. You can live like a king very cheap over in Thailand. So prostitution in a high tourist area, she's probably making great money. Now, as Snoop Dogg once said, you can't make a hoe into a housewife, right? Now, that may just apply to North American women. That may just apply to North American women. Now, are we, we've never taken into consideration about Southeastern Asian women. Is that same slogan, does that same slogan still apply to them? That is up for you to debate, my son. But do I think it is a, now, do I think that is, it is a good idea? Now, if I'm a gambling man, If I'm rolling the dice, right? Maybe I want to bring over a Thai hooker. Maybe I want to marry her. Maybe I want to settle down in Coalhurst, Alberta with my Thai hooker wife and enjoy a good life. Or do you want to try and convince the Vancouver hooker in a high-rise penthouse that's slanging pussy to come and be your lovely little housewife out in Coalhurst, Alberta? I think my odds are going to go with a happier life. Are leaning towards the Thai hooker. So I think, you know what? At the end of the day, she's going to get a green card. Is she going to leave? It's up in the air. It's up in the fucking air. That's the risk you got to take by bringing one of them over. But their culture is a little more different. I think they, I don't know how much emphasis that they put in how much they believe in marriage. Here, marriage has just gotten to the point where it's like a look at me party, you know? Nobody really takes in the deep meaning of marriage anymore, like in your grandpa's era, you know? I feel like now it's just a look at me party. We threw a big party. We're married now. Come and look at my fancy dress and all the fucking decorations I put on the table. Did you even get married in a church? No, we actually did it right beside a, you know, like the values of marriage now is just like we had a big party, so everybody only cost us $40,000 fucking dollars that we don't have. That's what that is. Now, I don't know how the Thais look at marriage. But if I'm a gambling man, you know, was your buddy happy? You know what you should do? Is just convince him to fucking find a nice little Thai wife that maybe isn't a prostitute. Not saying that I don't respect the hustle, okay? But if he's attracted to Thai women, by all means, they have a different view of relationship. I believe that gender roles are very traditional over there. And I think that you'd be quite surprised 20 years ago. It's probably actually 20 years ago. I don't believe it was as Americanized as Thailand is now. It wasn't as touristy, I don't believe. I could be wrong, but now Thailand is basically just, it's just Aussies running around causing chaos. So, you know what? To answer your question, either or, you're taking a risk by getting married. And clearly she can fuck, you know? Clearly she can fuck. Can she cook and clean and do all that shit that, you know, a traditional wife would do? And let the guy be happy. Was he happy? Did she make him feel good? Who knows? What do I know? Nothing. That's exactly it. Well, email me your fan question. We just, I didn't give you a straightforward answer, but, I think your buddy probably, depending on the situation that he's in now, might be a happy lad, you know, growing old with a hooker. What's wrong with that? At least she's bringing some skills over, right? Bringing a skill over. And Thai massages are fucking next level. You know, you'd never have a knot in your back for the rest of your life. Anyways, email me, Uncle Hack, at dangercats.tv to show shoot over a fan question or some hate mail. We encourage that on the show. As well as, what else do we got for you? All tour dates are now live at dangercatshop.com. Merch, you can get the Big Trudy. Support our number one growing influencer as a prime minister. All proceeds will go to me trying to bring this guy, that Thai hooker, over that he missed out on 20 years ago. Anyways, thank you for listening to the episode, and good night.